on ordayım diye dinleri özlek gibi yatayım yedip olma ağam belki okularımla falan bana biraz daha girim ha.
Loving California, living left coast time. I don't need to warn ya, the babes out here are so fine. Shirts off, shades on, smash mouth on the stereo. Rocking with the top down is hella rad, now here we go. I love boobs in California, sand in California.
You California, just opened the portal to hell here on Podzilla 1985, unknowingly. And before the demons rush in, we're going to do Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Disclaimer, no actual demons will appear. If demons actually do appear, please call your local priest or otherwise holy person.
So it's not dark yet.
But if this is hell, then this is my show because this is my world.
Do you think demons care about sunlight? Like,
they might.
They're not vampires.
They might.
What do you know about demons?
Nothing.
Exactly.
They might prefer darkness.
Well, we all prefer darkness, Jesse.
Yeah.
But I'm not allergic to the light.
I'm starting to think I am.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to host tonight along with the usual crew, Jess Kimball.
Hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hola.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Yo.
And if you listen to that beginning intro and you are currently clutching your Bible and praying to God, well, that ain't going to work, first off. So you just throw that in the fire along with your Pez dispensers and your...
Those Pez dispensers might be worth money someday.
More than that Bible. No, that's not even a shot at religion. You know how many Bibles are made and produced? Unless you have one from like...
One that's like handmade from the...
Unless you have one that's signed by Jesus Christ, you probably aren't going to get a pretty penny for that thing.
His personal signature on
there. Yeah.
I bet you anything that there's someone out there selling Bibles autographed by Jesus Christ himself.
You can't get into heaven without it. That's the holiest Bible.
But do you find it in the fiction or the non-fiction center?
I think you find it on a cardboard stand out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you find it in some guy's trunk at like a Vegas airport.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are thinking. So we're going to talk about a little E3 tonight. Not so much E3, but more so Smash Brothers, because Smash Brothers got announced at E3. Well, it was already announced, but we found out that it's the Ultimate Edition.
Title.
Yeah, Ultimate. All the characters. Very, very excited.
You okay there, Mandy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Apparently we have an objection.
No.
Oh, you're happy about
those are happy noises.
Right. Now, Mandy, are there enough links in this game?
No. You only need one. And he's back.
Christ.
Yeah, Mandy really likes Young Link for the uninitiated.
Why?
Young Link, because he's the best.
Was her main back
explain
in Melee?
Anything.
I don't. That's literally who I played in Melee, religiously. I hardly picked anybody else. I don't know. I just loved him.
I think more importantly, Pichu is back.
Oh, I love Pichu. As long as he has goggles, it's the best one.
That was indeed the best one. And he still takes damage whenever he does his moves.
Damn it!
Did you see the Lucha Libre costume?
Pika Libre.
Yeah. Pikachu has a Pika Libre skin
from Pokken Tournament.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awesome.
Goggles are still
pretty
the best,
cool.
Though.
They also today. So one thing that I hope is that they put in the old stages. I watched some of their live stream and they were showing the original Pokemon stage from
the
64.
They put in a bunch of them.
The one where they're on the TV towers or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping that they have the stage in. Just tell me if you remember this, because I think I mentioned it on Tuesday. Do you remember the stage I'm talking about? It was Mario Brothers 1 level, like Mario Brothers the first game, and it was just like Mushroom Kingdom, and there was a row of blocks, and there was stuff in the background, and it just looked like the original Mario.
Were you playing
Brothers.
On like the on top of a castle?
No, because that was Peach's castle.
Okay,
this was like, imagine if you're playing World 1-1 on Mario,
and there's like layers of bricks.
Yeah,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and there's the two things you can fall down on the sides.
I believe so. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
I vaguely know what you're talking
about. It was my favorite level.
Because that was an N64 one, right?
It was in the N64 version. Yeah, but this one has a lot of N64 stuff in it. What really sucks is that they have redone the graphics for some of the levels, but not the 64 ones, from what I could tell.
Huh.
Because they showed, like, it was some Donkey Kong level, and the graphics looked a lot nicer. It was very cleaned up.
Yeah.
But then when I saw the 64 one, it looked just like the 64 one, like pixels and all.
Why would you not clean them all up?
Probably
they cleaned up all the Melee ones for sure.
Yeah.
They added in.
I mean,
but
you
think
feel
that
like
would
be
more
easier.
Jarring, though.
Right, right.
No.
I don't know. Right before the show, Mandy was thrilling us all with a story about, I don't know, chicken blood? Or
a dumpster.
A
some
dumpster.
Lady digging in our dumpster because she dumped stuff in there that she wasn't supposed to because it's not a public dumpster. Dropped her keys in it. And it's our work dumpster, so there's like chicken blood from chickens and stuff like that. So good job, lady. Karma for dumping shit in a dumpster you're not supposed to dump in.
Do you guys actually kill the chickens there?
Sure.
No. And how much for this chicken blood?
Apparently free. Just dive in our dumpster, I guess.
Ew.
We have people that dive in our dumpster back here at Gaming Grounds, and it's they'll take stuff out of there, and I'm always afraid they're going to try to bring it in here to sell it, which is why we destroy everything when we throw it away.
Yeah.
At least we're supposed to. I try to. It doesn't always work.
I mean, people still try to grab it and like bring it back in. Like,
it's like, this cord is cut, sir. It's not wireless.
I'll start sweating there for a second. I was like, please, God, that's all I've got. Someone jump in. I feel so tired. My head is in this. My heart's in this, but my head isn't. I'm very foggy, and I'm super tired and just out of it. And I think that I'm actually having some kind of medical issue as opposed to just being sick. I don't feel sick, but I am so worn down. And I'm just hoping that you could tell me what's wrong with me. You called the hernia. So let me tell you my symptoms. I can't stay awake. Like, I actually fell asleep here at the store like 2 weeks ago when Dalton was here. Thank God he was here, because I was like on the couch and I pretty much fell asleep here. I can't stay awake past like 12 o'clock. And by 12 o'clock, my eyes burn so bad that I cannot keep them open. I'm constantly like closing my eyes trying to stay awake. And I just feel generally run down and in pain a lot. So, is that cancer?
No, no. It just sounds like approaching 40.
Like, you're just exhausted.
I don't know. I've never felt like this. Like, I didn't think this just happens like that. Like, you go from 1 week you're fine to that just because you're pro. By the way, I'm 35. I'm halfway there.
I prescribed him a day of rest.
Have you?
He said no.
Because I don't think people, like, okay, we have a lot of people, friends that are in the 40s and 50s. Is that something you guys experience? Is that like, do you feel so tired that you can't keep your eyes open?
In all seriousness, have you pretty much like given up sugar?
No, I still drink Pepsi occasionally. I have given up red meat for the most part. Like any kind of red meat, it's mostly just chicken and fish.
At this point, as long as you're getting protein, that's fine. But I was thinking, like, could be low blood sugar.
Can you test for that?
Yeah. It's the same test for type 2 diabetes.
Are you saying I have diabetes?
No.
Wait, no, because diabetes is too much sugar, right?
Not necessarily. It's just an imbalance.
Right, like your body doesn't process and handle sugars the way it should.
You think I'm diabetic?
I mean, like that much fatigue is certainly a symptom of it.
Hmm.
But
my mom was a diabetic. My father was not. Although I think he ran the risk of it in the later years of his life. Because he did so much, like, that's all he did was eat candy.
Mm.
But my mom was definitely a diabetic. And I don't remember how old I was when she had to, like, give up sugar completely. But she went to, like, diet the sugar-free Cokes and stuff like that. And I don't want to live like that. So I don't want it to be diabetes.
That's fine. It's probably not. Like, they're just...
I just think you need a good day to sleep. Because, like, obviously with me dealing with inventory and stuff. Yeah, I was in bed by, like, 8 o'clock yesterday. And granted, I still woke up at like 6 this morning, but I feel so much better.
Yeah, but this
just
isn't
from sleeping.
But this isn't like, oh, I'm sleepy tired. This is like, I can't stay awake tired.
Which means you're tired. You need to rest.
Okay, but if you sleep and then you wake up and do it again the next day, then that's not normal, right?
No.
Okay.
Because like, how long are you sleeping?
Unless you're just that exhausted.
I usually sleep my normal sleep habit is like, 2 to 7, 2 to 8, 2 to 9, somewhere in that range.
Which is normal.
But the past couple of nights I've been going to bed at like 12:31 because I just can't keep my eyes open. And then I wake up I wake up at like 6-7 o'clock, but I go back to bed, or at least I try to, because I don't stay asleep. I don't know about you guys. Once I go to bed, I don't stay asleep.
Depends. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I mean, if you're not getting your REM sleep, then you're not really sleeping.
I would love to just sleep. Like, I don't know who it was. Like, fucking Allie, she sleeps from midnight till 10, easy.
God.
Sleep, like, out. Lindsay used to sleep.
Used to do that.
She used to do that a lot, too, but not me. I don't sleep, and I don't want to sleep. So it really bothers me that now I'm falling asleep so quickly, because I want to go to the gym at night. That's the only time I can go. I can't go, you know, I work all day and then we record and then I go home and edit and then we eat. By the time that's all done, it's 11 o'clock. So that's when I want to go to the gym. But then I'm so tired that I'm not motivated to do it. I just can't do it.
Hmm.
So
I don't know.
You tell me.
If you're if you're getting like an appropriate amount of sleep, which is like 6 to 7 hours, should be fine. Then I don't know, might be some issue there.
Okay, well, when I went to the hospital in February, and they did the blood test, wouldn't it have flagged on there if it was diabetes?
Yeah,
possibly. So they didn't tell me anything was wrong, and I at first I took that as like comforting because I thought, oh, well, they didn't tell me anything was wrong with me. That's cool. But then you say that out loud, and then people go, well, they weren't looking for it.
And I mean, like,
well, fuck, man. Let me have my delusions.
I would imagine.
Tell me I'm handsome.
I'm pretty sure when please, they if they someone. Just did a standard blood test, then yeah, that would have popped up on there.
Right.
Yeah. You so might have sleep apnea. You snore a whole lot.
Yes, he does.
Fuck you.
Because yeah, I mean that could be an issue. And
what
like,
is sleep apnea? I know what it is. Is it
you're not getting enough oxygen when you're sleeping? My mom has it too. And when she went to the doctor, they gave her oxygen to use at night.
I'm not going to do that. I'll die before I do that.
You might try like changing your sleep position, see if that helps.
I sleep the same way every night. It's the same way I slept with Lindsay. It's the same way I sleep with girl. I roll over to my left side. I pin myself. Well, in our case, it was the right side. I pin myself to the wall and I hug it and I stay as far away from everybody as possible. I'm not a romantic sleeper.
We can get you one of those new crazy thing that's supposed to make you breathe easier that you stick in your nose when you go to sleep.
Mm. That's terrible.
I know, right?
Stick it in me, baby. Well, they make like
nose strip things.
Well, like they have the ones that like lift your sinuses up, and like this is literally like a breathing apparatus thing that you shove up your nose.
I think you might be onto something though, because lately, the past few months especially, whenever I lay on my back. Even if I'm just dozing off or whatever, I will just start doing that kind of stuff on my back. I have to be on my side facing downward to sleep and not snort.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy.
You might have sleep apnea, like a very mild version of it. Down the road, it could cause a little bit of harm, but as long as you're waking yourself up, then you're fine.
What does that mean? What does that mean, as long as you're waking yourself up?
Well, if sleep apnea in an extreme condition, like in much older folks.
You can suffocate yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yay. Yeah, you just kind of asphyxiate yourself while. Yeah.
How would you do that?
That sounds terrifying.
Because you're just not getting, you're cutting off your oxygen when you sleep.
Yep. Mm. Which is why, like, I'm trying to think of what they call those breathing apparati. Apparatuses?
Face mask?
Apparatus?
No.
No, it's. There's an actual term for it, for the sleep apnea oxygen device, but I can't remember what it's called.
Do you ever get the feeling like you constantly have mucus in the back of your throat, no matter how much you swallow it, it's still there?
Sometimes.
Because I have that feeling constantly. I can snort, and it feels like I'm just swallowing mucus, but I'm not. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Is your uvula swollen?
I don't know what that. I'm.
That's the thingy that hangs thing down in your back.
One of those,
it.
Jesse. Boys kiss girls, Jesse. So what you're saying is I need to go to the doctor.
I mean,
out of the question.
A better doctor than what you've been going.
I would
to,
say
probably.
Go to a doctor and explain that you know your trouble sleeping and everything. They can run a test on it.
You're going to St. Louis Saturday. Go to a doctor up there.
Okay, money bags. You chip some of the gold bar off for me.
I'll do it. Fuck, if you'll go to a doctor that will actually tell you shit that's
like
actually wrong with
thing.
You.
It looks like two thimbles that you shove up your nose.
I mean, maybe it's your hernia saying, get me the fuck out of here.
I don't think it's the... Okay, again. Again, you don't take the hernia out. The hernia doesn't go anywhere. It's just stuffing my guts back into me. How much is it? Where is it? Is that on Wish for $2?
What is
that's
it?
How you're gonna solve my problem? Is a fucking Wish?
No, that's just where I saw them.
I'm not doing anything that's on Wish.
No, what, that app is amazing.
Yeah, but not for like medical conditions.
How do you know? What do you have to lose, money?
How about the chin strap that keeps your mouth shut so you can't snore?
That just seems like a terrible idea.
It does.
Let's make it where you can't get air.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
Oh my.
That?
I don't like your guys' ideas of how you're going to fix me.
That's a terrible
I'm not
blow.
Trying to fix you.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate
I'm
that.
Just showing you the stupid things that they have out there.
I don't have a motherfucker of the week this week.
If someone was to wear that, I'd be like, bye. I think I could be friends with that. I just, no.
So Justin just pulls one of those out one day. It's like, oh,
do you on the couch?
Do you snore?
I don't know. If I do, it's like not a lot at all.
Because Lindsay snored
occasionally.
Yeah, I think I have occasion sometimes.
I mean, everybody snores like occasionally. Yeah,
I don't
at least
snore every night though.
Now I'm aware of it. I'm gonna feel even worse.
My son was snoring the other night, and he legitimately sounded like a cat purring.
What's funny is when the cat snores.
Oh. Yeah, that's adorable. When my mom used to snore, it was not adorable.
No, that woman sounded like a chainsaw.
We would be sitting in our room, and just from the other room, they're like,
yeah.
Like, holy shit.
That's how my dad
pretty
is.
Much.
Yep. I remember one
my
time
my grandma's
we went,
like that, too.
We went on vacation, and Pat and I are just, like, laying in bed, and our dad's like, just like Shannon did. And we just, like, looked at each other, and we're just like,
how do you sleep with that?
Yeah,
you're trying to be praying through the night. Please let me get out of this alive.
Yeah.
Whenever I went on vacation, my stepdad was the same way. We'd request like extra hotel rooms, like just give us our own hotel room.
Yeah.
Usually, my parents are cool with that because that means they could do what adults do in hotel rooms. But
make a fort?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
A fuck fort.
But otherwise, I would put in headphones and I would desperately hope I would fall asleep before him. Because otherwise, I was not going to sleep that night.
Yeah.
I tuned my mom out eventually. I just stopped hearing it. But it was bad. I don't want to hit that level. But I also don't want to sleep with like a breathing mask. That does not sound pleasant to me.
No.
That's
not sexy. It's like just once in my life before I die, I just want to be sexy. I want to be like, ooh. I'm not a breathing mask. Fuck. I hate my life. Like, it wasn't enough that God gave me like heart problems and like dead parents and poverty. Now he's giving me sleep apnea too. That's why I say fuck that motherfucker. That's the motherfucker of the week. I mean, God.
Jesus.
I put you. No, Jesus is cool. God, you on notice.
In complete fairness, you are actively going to the gym and trying to get healthier and everything else like that. That can fix sleep apnea too.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then I'm just going to stick with it then.
There you go.
I won't let it stop my progress. Should we keep God as the motherfucker?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't want to die when I leave here. I have that bad karma.
God would never punish you for my mistake. Oh, yes, he would. He would. Yeah. What a bastard. Me for saying that. Wink. All right. So the real motherfucker of the week, I don't have one. I really don't.
That's okay.
Because I've been so tired. I haven't been paying attention to anything lately. I will say this. I think it's very funny. I'm not going to nominate him for the MF-er of the week because I don't think it's that important really in the grand scheme of things. But the Republican primaries for some of the whatevers happened yesterday. And in Nevada, a three-term Republican lost to Dennis Hoff. Jesse, do you know who Dennis Hoff is?
No. I know Dennis Hoffman.
No, he is already gone. No. Dennis Hoffman. Who's Dennis Hoffman?
I might
Actor?
Be thinking of it right.
Are you thinking of Dennis Hopper?
No.
I'm thinking of Dennis Rodman.
Oh, no.
Dennis Hoffman might not be a real person. Continue your story.
No, I got no now.
It probably
Dennis
is somewhere.
Hoffman. Oh, Dustin Hoffman is what you're thinking of.
That might be true.
The actor, yeah. No, Dennis Hoff is... So when I was a kid... Do you guys remember HBO?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember the show Real Sex?
No.
No.
Jesse, I'm disappointed in you. The girls I can see, but as a teenage boy, how did you not try to watch Real Sex?
We didn't have HBO.
Oh.
Like, I knew Touché. Of HBO's existence.
Real Sex was back during their like really skeezy era when it was like Taxi Cab Confessions and like the shit that was really, really dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a documentary on sex, like sex workers and stuff like that. But it wasn't like a serious documentary. It was very much a fun, let's show it type thing.
Oh.
And one of the episodes was about a guy named Dennis Hoff, who was the owner of the Bunny Ranch. I think it's like the Moonlight Bunny Ranch or something like that. And he was featured on the show. He also had his own show on HBO called Cat House.
Oh, jeez.
He ran a whorehouse, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. And he's a self-proclaimed pimp. He won the Republican the GOP primary in Nevada.
Are you serious?
Let me repeat that. Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch brothel, the author of the book, what was the name of the book? I forget what the name of the book is. Something about being a pimp. And a self-proclaimed pimp won the Republican primary in Nevada. that is the sad state of affairs that we live in nowadays. So congratulations, Nevada. You scummy motherfuckers. Maybe Nevada is the motherfuckers of the week. Just the whole state.
I wonder, like, there had to... Was it what... Oh, no, you said it was a Republican primary, right?
Yeah. So he didn't win office.
Yeah,
he just won
the right to go to
right, yeah. He's going to be the Republican candidate.
Right.
Oh, dear.
The brothel owner.
How? Because
you don't need experience for anything anymore. Well,
it's just weird.
But how did that go over with the conservative side?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, because the conservatives, like most conservatives, have now just fallen in line with Donald Trump. Mark Sanford lost in, I forget what state he was in. But he lost last night as well, and he's a long-term Republican and like super conservative, well-respected. He lost because he spoke out against Trump once or twice. Voted with Trump, I think, 89% of the time, but disagreed with him on a couple things. Trump tweeted right before the voting that he couldn't be trusted and to vote for the other person, and that probably cost him the election. They asked him today on Morning Joe, what advice do you have to future political candidates in the Republican Party? And he said, if you want to win, pledge allegiance to Trump. This is no longer the Republican Party. Now it's the cult of Trump.
It's the lowest common denominator.
Lowest common denominator, but they're winning. They're in power, and this is how much power they have that the pimp won the fucking primary. Now they could lose once the election actually happens. Like this could all backfire on them, and they could lose to the Democrats hard. But
because I mean, there are a lot of seats going to Democrats right now.
Right. Yeah, but. We'll see what happens. Could be bad. All right, let's talk about tonight's top list because this will give us plenty of time to talk about it. We said Smash Brothers was announced. The title Ultimate has every Smash character of all time in it, and I thought it would be fun if we talked about characters we want to see in Smash Brothers. Everybody's got their own list, and tonight we're going to reveal ours. Mandy, before we do this, how do you feel about Smash Brothers Ultimate?
I'm excited for it. I mean, I love Smash Brothers. I'm playing it since 64. So, I mean, I haven't played it lately, but I love it, definitely. And I'm so happy that Young Link's back, like I said, because I hadn't really found a character I could love since Young Link. So it's pretty amazing that he's coming back. I had Roy in Brawl, but then they, like, took him out. So then I had Marth, and I don't know. And then they, like, at least, like, they changed him in... Because he was back in 4, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't have, like, instead of going downward with his thing, he, like, goes out.
Yeah, instead of making him basically, because he wasn't in Brawl. But, yeah, they changed him where he wasn't a copy of Marth for Smash 4. He was his own character with a kind of similar moveset, but...
So he's not going to be an Echo character.
Was it Echo? Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was something else to start with.
I'm just excited. I mean, I always love Smash, though.
So. Yeah.
Agreed. Well, I'm basically stalling so I could write out my list.
Okay, yeah.
Some of us don't have our list written down.
You not have yours written down?
No.
Do you have one?
No. I'm winging it.
What the fuck were you doing when I told you about it?
It's going to work. You say you can hook GameCubes to Switches?
GameCube controller, right?
Okay.
They've already confirmed that it's...
That's what I thought.
To be fair, I don't remember who's on all of
you
the
You just have to have... I'm sure they're going to re-release the adapter.
I figured you would put a bunch of Pokemon on there and be done with it.
Smash. Are you going to have tournaments again?
No.
I mean, depends on the money.
Yeah.
Depends on the interest. Business ain't great lately.
Yeah.
So if you want to...
I think you did good when it was like here and there, but like the every... other Thursday or Saturday or whatever when we tried, you tried to do it, did not go well.
Yeah, we tried to do it like a bite. Well, the reason people stopped showing up is because there was one dude,
Derek Ralph,
that showed
up.
And
I'm only saying his name because we like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And this isn't to like embarrass him. He was just that good.
Yeah, no, because we had a lot of interest for the first couple of weeks. And then when that dude just came in and cleaned house every week.
Every week. He never, he lost a match or two, but he won every tournament.
Because I've taken a match or two out of him. Like, I don't think I've ever beaten him in a best of three. No, I've never beaten him in a best of three, but I have taken one.
And he used a DS too.
Yeah,
he did at the beginning. He finally got a an adapter, and he got a Wii U, and he got a GameCube controller adapter. So he started playing with a GameCube controller, and that was the most embarrassing part of it, was that he would come in with his 3DS and just stomp you with it.
Yep.
Yeah. So numbers dwindled. People would literally ask me like, "Hey, I'm thinking about signing up for the tournament. Is Eric going to be there? In fact, I think your brother asked me that once. It's like, hey, is that guy coming back to this? Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you later. Yeah. I got to go work on my game a little bit. All right. So we're talking about characters we want to see in Smash Brothers. And since Lindsay doesn't have her list ready, let's start with Lindsay.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Fine. Are we going to go with the ones that are never going to happen? Sailor Moon.
I literally, in my mind, was like, Sailor Moon.
I mean, we can have.
She has fighting games.
Or Sailor V.
She does. No, the list can be like just characters you want to see in it. If you want to pick Sailor Moon or Toothless or the Care Bears. It's well in your rights.
Because I think the idea was to pick five that are realistic and five
that were fantastical.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you want to do all fantasticals and you want to be that
person,
go for it. I
will pick realistic ones too.
Oh, I forgot to mention, there is one last thing. So this week's poll, do you want to say, Happy Gilmore beat Billy Madison by 20%, 60 to 40.
Sweet.
The right choice.
That is right.
So yeah. Thank you,
I think
America.
Everybody at this table voted Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have a new poll up tomorrow, and we'll let you guys know who won. But Happy Gilmore is the definitive Adam Sandler movie.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot that's what the poll was.
That's my Adam Sandler. All right. All right, so Lindsay said Sailor Moon.
Yes.
What would her final smash be?
One of her attacks. It depends on which version of Sailor Moon's in there.
That depends on you. Which one?
I would
in there?
Probably do Super Sailor Moon and Spiral Moon Heart Attack, because you have that giant heart that would just fill the screen and then shatter.
Just crush everybody as it goes along.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll give it to you. My first pick would be Vault Boy from Fallout.
That would be great.
Because I thought to myself, like, who from Fallout would I want in the game? Would it be a Deathclaw?
It's got to be Vault Boy if you're getting some from Fallout.
Yeah, because, I mean, he even looks like a cartoony character.
Mm-hmm. And, like, he could do very, like, Game & Watch style.
Yeah. Vault Boy is just, he's a classic. And you can go so many places with him.
It's true.
I think for Final Smash would obviously be a Nuke. he'd give you a thumbs up. He would be in the forescreen and looking at the back, and he would be putting his thumb up as the bomb goes off. And then when it goes back to the game, everyone's like a skeleton and Mario's a ghoul. Okay. Vault Boy. Mandy.
My first pick would be Tails, even though I doubt he'll ever make it because they have Sonic. But
yeah, why no more characters from the Sonic universe?
I don't know.
That's always bugged me.
Yeah. Because
he's a guest from the Sega universe, I guess, and they didn't want to do more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I feel
licensing.
Because if they had Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games,
yeah,
surely they could get more.
And they had like all the characters. They had from Knuckles Chaotix characters in there and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, mm-hmm. Big the Cat.
Big, Amy, Rouge.
He's like Big the Cat.
Big the Cat.
Silver.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you can't do it. He's in the background of one of the levels. So I don't know if you could do him.
Hmm. Shadow? It'd just be cool to see Tails. Yeah, Shadow.
Tails would be the best, though.
Yes.
Dr. Robotnik.
His ultimate smash could be flying his plane into someone, I guess.
No.
I don't know what ultimate smash would be since you fucking threw that out of nowhere.
So you're saying
something with the tornado.
So he's in his plane. Is that
no, he's not kamikazing, though.
Well, I figured he would just see them fighting and he would just be like, Allah Akbar!
Or he could just gun them down.
No!
He's not
kamikazing. No! Bad Shannon. And Manny just put her microphone away. Shannon broke the internet tonight.
No.
I am going to apologize to Sega.
That's probably the angriest like no I've ever
gotten from you. And I don't understand why Manny looks so sad.
Because you made him into a suicide bomber.
My favorite character ever. God damn it, Shannon.
He jumps out of the plane.
No, just shut the fuck up. He's got Jesse, a parachute. What do you got? I don't want to talk to Shannon. I'm not going to look at him.
So, Zelda is a great franchise.
Like every woman in my life.
Zelda is a great franchise, and it's a little upsetting to me that in this game, or in Super Smash Brothers, we have now five Zelda characters. Sorry, six.
We and have most
six
of them are
Link? Zelda characters.
Three Links.
Three Links,
yes.
Two Zeldas, and a Ganon.
Uh-huh.
That is such a deep well of characters. So we have six. Three of them are the same. Two of them are the same. And then another one.
They're not the same. No, just get all the same character. Get rid of Toon Link.
I don't want to get rid of any of them. I'm just saying, like, in such a deep well, especially when you look at Fire Emblem.
God.
Where we have, like, six different Fire Emblem characters.
All swordsmen, almost.
Yeah, they're all...
Yeah, every one of them are swordsmen.
Except for... Well, Robin does more magic, though, right?
He has both. He has the Levin sword, and he does the magic stuff. But yeah, so I've got a couple from Zelda that I would like to see in there. Impa being the first one.
Yeah.
As the other, like, continuously resurrected character in the franchise.
Impa makes sense. She was very... big character in Hyrule Warriors, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
Like, and she's just a cool character in general. I really like Impa.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that would be my first one. I have no idea what her final smash would be.
I mean, just use that big-ass sword to cleave the level in half or something.
Right, yeah. Have it like a Ganon situation where she only pulls it out for the final smash.
Right.
Other than that, make her a brawler.
You remember Impa in the original series and in the cartoon? She was like an old woman.
Nope.
You don't remember Impa?
Uh-uh.
They really sexed her up. Are you typing about me? No. Are you telling everybody what I did?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Impa's a good choice.
I like
Is
him.
Tingle on your list?
No. I thought about it, but no. That's not my other one.
Lindsay.
Spyro.
Okay, it's not on my list. Very good.
I like Spyro.
Yeah, Spyro, unfortunately...
kind of went downhill.
Well, I think it's a licensing thing with him, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Does Sony own him?
No, it's Activision property.
So they could put him in Smash. Like, he realistically could be in there. You could also put any of the characters from Spyro's Adventure. In fact, that could be his final smash.
Hmm.
Is like he summons all the characters from Spyro's Adventure.
Well, I thought that he would just have a big old fireball, and as it explodes, sheep would come out of it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Always torching the sheep.
Spyro loves sheep.
So do Kiwis.
What?
New Zealanders.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Oh.
Oh. Huh.
It's after dark. You can't be mad at me. Waka waka.
I thought the old joke was isn't it the Welsh that
that
fornicate with sheep?
There was a guy that. All right, so there was this girl I liked. I'm not gonna name any names for obvious reasons. There was a girl I liked in high school. I had this big crush on her, and then I found out she was dating this guy, and the rumor was that this guy had sex with a pig. That he got high, really fucking high one day, and he had sex with a pig. So what I did before class, because I was really pissed off because I liked her, is I drew a picture of him having sex with the pig, and then I put making bacon on it. And I put it on her desk.
That's the way to go in her heart.
Is any part of that story true?
Every part of it. That was not a made-up story. That absolutely happened. And I sat there with a grin on my face and watched as she sat down. And I was like, who the fuck drew this? They never found out. Funny enough, later in life, we got a shirt in at Stephen Barry's.
Of two pigs.
Two pigs having sex. And it said, making bacon on it. And I went, this is the thing I did. Someone stole my design.
So happy about it.
It was an awful shirt.
It was an awful. I literally
They did it in baby blue and hot pink also. To make it even worse.
And it was just a pig and another pig in front of it, both smiling. And there's like a little motion line.
Yeah, like one was behind the other. Yeah, it was.
It just said making bacon.
It was bad.
I immediately took the shirt because we got it in the back. I worked in the receiving. And I took it up to the office. I was like, we can't sell this. This is offensive.
It wasn't the only offensive shirt we sold, though.
Oh, Trash Bird Store. All right, my next pick is a little bit sad for me because they're actually in the game, just not to the level that I want.
Bomberman.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. Is Bomberman on your list?
Yes.
Obviously. All right. I specifically left that one off my list for that reason.
Can I go
Where's
back?
My I love Bomberman shirt.
Can I go back in time and
No,
not
it's
pick
fine.
That
I just want Black Bomberman in the game.
Black Bomberman's my favorite one, too.
No, I still don't want to high five you. I'm still mad at you.
Can you air high five me? Air fist bump?
No, nothing.
I got it from Jesse.
No, Black Bomberman is the best.
But I mean, with Smash, you could put like four different colors in, or as many as you want, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I just need Black Bomberman. There is no other one.
I mean, it'll be a palette swap.
There's like White Bomberman and
Green Bomberman. Especially White Bomberman when Jesse plays White Bomberman. Against me in Saturn Bomberman, which is the greatest Saturn game. Dick it.
Bomberman's in the game, but isn't a sister.
No, yeah, I know. I already talking yeah, I to told Jesse.
Her. Did you complain
so
about it?
Silly.
Okay, because I also complained about it, because that's stupid.
Yeah.
What's going on? Was that Bomberman? I thought you saw Bomberman. Oh, I got excited. All right, Mandy, what's your pick?
I'm going to go with Sora from
Son
Kingdom Hearts.
Son of a bitch. No, that's not on my list. I'm fucking with you.
No, I'm the only one at this table that would have that on my list.
Yes.
Dalton might have.
He's not at this table.
Nor would he be.
Not
if he wants to keep his job.
I mean, he wields swords. He has some magic, so he could be right there with Robin to do either or. There's plenty of summons he could do as a last smash attack or transform into one, his master form and explode people.
Disney doesn't own Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, yet.
Give it time.
But I think it'd be awesome to see, and I think it'd fit really well on there.
So did you watch the trailers for Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yes.
You're excited about it?
Yes.
I'm being legitimate. Am I the only one that thought the voice acting was weird? Like, especially Sora?
I haven't watched it.
It's still Haley Joel Osment, because I had to look it up. Yeah. It didn't sound like him.
Yeah.
But he's older.
Yeah, but he's so, like, it's so corny.
It did sound different a little bit, but.
Not in a good way.
I was okay with it. Apparently, a lot of people are mad because, I guess, the original voice actor of Kairi, they didn't even, like, call her and just got a different one.
Damn.
And people are like really pissed about that.
That's
so I guess
cold.
She sounds a little
That's
different.
Cold as ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she it's her luck. She probably started smoking 4 packs a day. Yeah. And she's just.
I love Kairi.
Why didn't I get a call? Why am I in this game?
I don't know. I'm unbelievably excited, though.
You getting the PS4?
Yeah, probably.
You and Dalton both.
Yeah.
That demeans it a little. That diminishes it a little, doesn't
no,
it?
No, it's okay. I won't feel alone and just throwing all of the money at it. But that, and I'm getting the deluxe edition. Not the one with the figures, because I don't like the arms on them. They look
Those
really
figures
weird.
Are dumb.
Yeah, they're bad.
So I just want the one that has like the art book and is a steel book, which will match the last deluxe version I bought.
Wait, so you're getting the system, which comes with the game, doesn't it? But then also the collector's edition of the game? Oh, God.
Did yeah, I
call
I guess
you
so.
Out? I'm so sorry.
She's pulling an Asa.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Jesse, what do you got next?
My next one, this one is mostly just so that like... the internet will stop talking about it. Waluigi.
No.
Wow.
Because honestly, I don't know why he's not in the game because Wario's in there.
Yep, yeah. Like, so you should put him in there.
Right. Even Daisy's in there now.
Yeah. They've got all of the Mushroom Kingdom almost. But yeah, no Waluigi. There's no Toad.
Well, Toad is in there.
Toad doesn't need to be in it.
Well, I mean,
he's under Princess Peach's dress for some reason.
Oh, that's right.
She literally pulls him out. He's just like.
Okay.
It's obscene.
I never thought about it before. The more you think about it, the grosser it is that where that comes from
where
and what
she
it does.
Where pull him from? I think it was a College Humor video I saw where like Mario and Luigi were fighting over Peach. And at the end, she's like, I'm going to go with Toad. He's basically a giant dick.
Yeah, no, there was a Star Bomb.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Oh, well. Look at Toad the same again.
Lindsay, you're up. I was picking Mario.
That's what you get for picking Toad.
Yep. Speaking of Mario Kart, I want to be my Koopa Trooper.
Troopa.
I put Koopa on my list. Put a Koopa Trooper too. It'd be fun.
Or a Goomba. He can't do anything.
He just walk back and forth.
He just walks.
Maybe trip someone as you're walking.
He walks and cries.
Oh. That suddenly got sad.
That's a sad existence. Koopa Troop is a good pick, though.
I like my Koopa Troop. In a different skin, you could have the para one with the wings. And
I think that would be a different character.
Yeah.
Can't fly.
No. Or Dry Bones.
I like Dry Bones.
Yeah.
His shield is him falling apart.
Yeah.
Like dodges instead.
My next one is Simon Belmont, because that's another one that I've been waiting forever to have a Castlevania representative in there. Since I grew up in the old classic era of video games, I feel like my choices are better because... sorry. It would have to be... I want like 8-bit sprite Simon Belmont, though. Not like the new like anime-influenced ones.
Uh-huh.
Because there's the one from Judgment that was drawn by the guy that did Death Note. I don't know his name, but it looks like, what's the main character's name? Light Yagami?
Yeah.
It just looks like Light Yagami in bondage. And I prefer like the old Simon Belmont. So Simon Belmont would be cool. Or anybody from Castlevania, really. But Simon, to me, is more Nintendo-ish because he was in 3 games for Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening behind me?
there are people walking.
I hate being on this side because I'll see you guys, like, your eyes will dart over and you'll stare at stuff. And I'm like, what is it? What is it?
Another
feeling.
What's
happening?
I really do. Especially when I see, like, lights flashing on, like, over there, you know, the reflection.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, what went down?
I don't understand how Simon Belmont's not in the game because he's a Konami character. They have Bomberman in the game. Bomberman's a Konami character. So you already have a Konami character in the game. So why is Simon Belmont not in the game?
Oh.
Find out. Fucking call somebody. Mandy.
Well, I had Koopa Troopa too, so I'll just move it to Shy Guy. Shy Guy.
That He's would be fun, actually.
Yeah, I like Shy Guy.
I like Shy Guy. Yeah.
Shy Guy's cool.
He's the one that... No. Is Shy Guy the one that spits pellets?
No.
No.
Shy Guy has the mask.
Yeah.
Doesn't the mask spit pellets?
I don't think so.
I might be wrong on that. I'm surprised you put Birdo.
No, that would be me.
They should have the boomerang guy. He'd probably be pretty good. Boomerang. I don't know his name.
Like the Hammer Brothers that have boomerang.
They're on boomerangs. Nope. I saw them flying around in my mind. Yes, yeah. And I thought boomerang. You know,
there's one that has boomerangs, though.
Yeah, there's a boomerang brother. Yeah. There's all kinds of brothers. Hammer brother. My favorite level in Mario Maker that I made was the one where you first have to get up Boomerang Bro Mountain. Hammer Brother Mountain. Where it was just like,
God, you're the worst.
There was just Hammer Brothers on each level, and you had to time that shit perfectly. Oh, I miss Mario Maker. That's my most disappointing moment of E3. They didn't announce Mario Maker for the Switch.
It's going to be really hard for them to do it.
It is. You don't have that drag and drop technology. Right. But I mean, I'll work within the system. I just want to make Mario Brothers games again. Levels. Shy Guy, good choice.
Thanks.
Have you ever seen them without their mask?
No.
Ugh.
I don't want to.
You don't want to.
Sounds terrifying.
They all look like Ross Perot. It's disgusting. Jesse.
My next one would be Zero from Mega Man.
Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, it would be another swordsman of the game, but we got Mega Man. Let me have Zero.
Or why not any of the, was it Proto Man?
Yeah, I mean, there's
Proto Man.
You can get a color swap that basically makes you Proto Man in the game, but
not quite the same thing, though. That's not the same thing. Yeah, he doesn't have the glasses and all that stuff.
Right.
I can't think of any other, like,
I mean, Proto Man would be more like
Base, yeah.
Yeah. Roll, maybe.
I don't know how well Roll would work.
The dog?
No. Rush?
Rush?
Rush.
I almost called him Arfie.
Arfie!
I couldn't think of his name.
No, I would love Proto Man in Smash.
Yeah, I think that would be a good pick. But just more characters from those universes.
Yeah, I would like
one character per universe isn't enough for me.
Yeah, no, Proto Man would probably make more sense than Zero since they have like the classic Mega Man versus Mega Man X. Mm.
But maybe that's why you would want to have
Zero
in there. It's just something different, you know?
Possibly.
Lindsay?
Another one that will never happen. Bucky O'Hare.
It won't because everyone would go, who the fuck is Bucky O'Hare? Yeah.
But him fighting Fox would be funny.
Mandy is now going, who the fuck is Bucky O'Hare? Let's show her a picture of Bucky O'Hare.
I'm on it.
Okay. You don't remember Bucky O'Hare?
I don't think so.
It's an expensive game now, too.
Yeah, it's like $80. Damn. It's also super hard.
Why are you selling me out on this show?
All right, does anyone have...
Just say it.
Crash Bandicoot.
I didn't have
it. I didn't know.
Okay, good. Crash Bandicoot. That's Bucky O'Hare.
Doesn't really ring a bell.
90s cartoon.
I watched the cartoon before I knew about the game.
Yeah,
Crash Bandicoot will never happen because it's owned by Sony.
Yeah.
So.
Is Crash still owned by Sony?
Yeah, they just put out the Insane Trilogy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, but the Insane Trilogy is coming to Switch. There goes my argument out the window. So yeah, Crash Bandicoot, because he's one of the last characters from like that era that they've never had in a Smash game. Yeah. So I don't particularly like Crash Bandicoot, but... I'll accept it. I think that's Dalton. I think Dalton's coming back in.
Why?
He left his PlayStation. Yeah. Yeah. Mandy, go ahead. What's your next one?
Even though there's like 80 Fire Emblem people, I would totally take Titania from Path of Radiance.
She's a cool character.
She is a badass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
She would whoop some ass.
Okay, somebody came in, but no one's here.
It would be cool to have like
those real characters?
Because she wields a lance.
Yeah.
So that would actually be a more different than a Fire Emblem character.
Yeah.
What about is that the girl with the large chest?
She has long red hair and she has a white horse and she whoops ass.
Who's the one that's on the dragon from Fire Emblem Heroes?
That's Camilla.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome, but she's embarrassingly awesome. Like I played that game with Bob and as we're sitting there listening to the dialogue of her like overcharged sexuality in a Nintendo game. It's very, very disturbing.
You know, she's one of my favorite characters, like, in the Fates franchise, like, as in a unit to play. But, like, yeah, it's one of those things, like, I know I'm the only person that can look at the screen and play with this character, but, like, I still feel just, like, embarrassed almost to be using her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, all of her conversations are like that, and, yeah, it's interesting. And I did play a little bit of Fire Emblem Heroes finally, and, yeah, a whole lot of that in there, too.
Yes. Jesse?
Yes, I said to Tanya.
Yep.
Girl.
My next one, the next Zelda character, Skull Kid.
Yes, I think that.
Skull Kid would be a cool character in the game.
The only time I've ever come across Skull Kid was in Hyrule Warriors, and what a little shit that little shit is. did you play Hyrule Warriors much? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's just a really annoying little fuck. Is he that annoying in the regular game?
Fuck. I mean, he's not a playable character or anything. It's a character from Majora's Mask.
Yeah, but is he an annoying little fuck in that game?
Well, yeah.
You can't play as him in Hyrule Warriors either, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
No, he like steals something from the female Link. What's her name? Linkle? And then Linkle chases him trying to get it back, and he's just super annoying. Does any of this... I'm not stroking Linkle? Out. All of this is... Yes, her name's Linkle.
That's new for me.
Have you not seen Linkle?
Uh-uh.
So Linkle, at first I just thought it was like just Fem Link, but it actually has a funny story that she thinks she's the hero of legend by mistake because she misread like the prophecy or whatever. So she thinks she's the hero of prophecy or of time, and she goes out to like save Hyrule Castle and all that, but she's completely inept. So she fucks up like every step of the way. Her winning animation when you beat the level is she like looks at the map of Hyrule and says Hyrule Castle, and she like points and goes yes and goes starts going that way, and then she walked by, there's a sign that says Hyrule Castle the other way. So she's just a moron.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you need to look up Linkle. Linkle's pretty fun. She also uses double crossbows.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm a fan of
Demon Hunter style up there.
Yeah, you, yeah. Lindsay, you. Yeah.
It's my turn again. Well, you already said Birdo, but that was another one I was going to say.
We'll go with Birdo. Jesse just twitched. Jesse's eyes live streaming on Twitch right now. Why Birdo?
Because I like Birdo.
You know that's a boy, right?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
He has a pretty ribbon.
And its smash could be like just a giant egg dropping on everyone.
I mean, Birdo is in Smash Brothers.
Is it?
Is it
in one of the he pops out on one of the stages,
does
spits
he?
Eggs at you.
Which level?
I did not know that.
I don't remember. Like what you're saying sounds familiar, but I can't.
I think it's the Mario level we talked about.
Was it?
Bow.
Bow. I think it's the Mario one we talk about. Or no, it's the one where there's the waterfall and you fight in the middle of the waterfall. There's two on ledges on.
It's like
the
Mario
side.
Brothers 2 waterfall.
And then there's a waterfall in the background, and then there's a platform below the side ones, and Birdo comes out on like the left and the right.
Which level? Yes. I got to look that up because...
I don't recall.
I know this happens.
Yes. No, I'm not crazy. I know this is real. I know Smash
Bros. I'm glad she's there to back me up.
I believe you. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but
no,
I also don't play Smash much.
It's obviously a Mario
theme,
one.
But I know, yeah.
Because well, I mean, it's one of those stages that you never played because there's too many hazards.
Yeah, it was Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah, it was Melee.
Mushroom Kingdom 2. It is a Mario Brothers 2 level where it has the Mario Brothers 2 waterfall, and then she comes out from the side and spits at you. He.
Bow.
He.
It.
I've already offended enough people today. Stop that shit. All right, my next pick is the best pick. And no one better have him on their list. Earthworm Jim.
Love Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim is just awesome. I almost put Earthworm the dude.
The dude.
But no one would get that reference but you.
I would get it.
Yeah. So Earthworm Jim it is.
I like Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. He's a classic old 16-bit character. Like when I think of Smash Brothers, I got so mad when they put like Bayonetta in it. And fucking Shulk and people like that. And I get they're doing that to push their own games. But... to me, the heart of Smash Brothers was always that it was like retro stuff. It was a celebration of like old stuff, you know, like old characters. So Earthworm Jim should be
the very first one had Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they're classic now.
Yeah.
Yes, they are now.
In 10 years, maybe Bayonetta will be classic. I don't know. Look, that's different. And you know it.
Who else were they going to put in at the time?
Yeah, well, you know.
Lots of these characters.
Lots of these characters.
Mr. Game & Watch.
They were going for color and appeal.
The best character. So Earthworm Jim's my pick. He'd take his suit would blow up and then he'd be back as a little earthworm, and then have to crawl into a new suit. I fucking love Earthworm Jim. God damn, he's great. Mandy. You remember Earthworm the dude?
That's a no.
Yeah, she's not even looking over here.
I was like,
holy shit, she's still not looking over here.
Well, she's trying to Google it to see if she can.
No, I remember Earthworm the dude.
Damn. Left me hanging.
You said Mandy, not Lindsay.
But I looked at you. I said, hey, and then I looked over at you.
Mandy to do her turn.
And then I looked at you and said, hey, remember Earthworm the dude?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with like going back old school. I'll go with Echo the Dolphin.
How the fuck would that work?
I don't it has to be a water stage and it jumps up out.
But his sonar would be like super annoying and awesome to people, though. Just,
nah. Huh. I love your dolphin noise. That's Earthworm the dude.
Yeah.
He's got a little bow tie.
He does have a little bow tie.
So,
I don't know how it'd work. And I was also like panicking on who to pick. So
what you do is you put like a you put a little like a jet booster on his back and a little helmet so he can there's water in it, and then that's how he fights.
Yeah.
And he boosts around like Diddy Kong.
Yeah. Fine.
He's an Echo character.
Yeah.
Hmm. Echo character, get it?
It's fine.
It's Echo the Dolphin too.
It's fine.
Jesse. She's sweating. Go.
All right. My last of the realistic picks would be Knuckles. If we're going to have Sonic and Tails, got to have Knuckles, too.
True. You got to have all three.
Got to have the Holy Trinity.
That's right.
I don't think you need to explain anything about that. His name's Knuckles. He has Knuckles.
Oh, my god.
He's going to punch stuff.
I found a good pick.
That's fine. It'll be your next one. Lindsay, go ahead.
I want Trigger Happy from...
Spyro?
From Skylanders, because I just want to shoot coins at people.
Yeah. Wait, what?
His Weird Al song.
Trigger Happy. Trigger Happy.
Yeah, it's a song. It's
thank
a
you, Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay.
But he's just got the big old guns, and he just shoot coins at people, and it's fun.
You take him over Gil Grunt?
No. Can I have him too?
They're like ice climbers.
They work together.
Twosies.
Fuck.
All right, my next pick is Blinks the Cat.
Yay.
For no reason other than I think right now Hunter's listening is going like, fuck yeah. I'm not even going to tell you who Blinks the Cat is. You got to look that shit up yourself. He is the time sweeper.
Yep.
Mandy?
I'm going to go with Paperboy.
That is a good pick.
I'll throw some fucking papers at you all day, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, if they made Duck Hunt Dog a character, you can have Paperboy.
God damn it, it'd be so awesome. Hopping over shit and everything. I love Paperboy so much.
All right.
I would play that cat. Right.
Fucking Paperboy.
Fucking Paperboy.
Jesse?
My first of the never gonna happen, Master Chief.
Yep.
Probably I would not. I would really like to have.
I blanked out because I was like, oh, Master Chief. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. You got Kratos on there too?
No.
Kratos just ripping Mario in half. And then he has a mini game with Peach, if you know what I mean.
It's a quick time event.
A quick time event. I can see that. You know, they did have a Halo was in Dead or Alive once. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the Dead or Alive 4.
Yeah.
On the Xbox 360. It wasn't
Master Chief, though.
No, it was another female Spartan. Yeah.
I remember what they called her, but that was pretty cool.
Because they called her by her Spartan number. It was Spartan something, something, something.
And I really feel like Halo, like Master Chief would work in it. I hope that Nintendo and Microsoft can like strike up some kind of bromance. Especially after the Fortnite fiasco.
That would make me really happy.
Did you see when Nintendo or when Microsoft tweeted Nintendo?
No. Mm-hmm.
It was after Fortnite. I think it was the Microsoft UK tweeted Nintendo UK. And it just said like, hey, you want to play some Fortnite later?
I mean, I did see that tweet. Like, I didn't know the significance behind that.
Well, just the fact that Microsoft tweeting Nintendo is funny to me. But you know about the Fortnite thing with Sony, right?
Yeah, because Sony doesn't do the cross-platform at all.
Yeah, well, not only that, but Zach was in here yesterday, and he played his Fortnite account on his Switch. But if he had a Sony account for Fortnite, he could not get his account on the Switch at all. It would be blocked. So he would lose all of his progress. He'd have to create a new account for Switch.
That seems really silly.
And it's just Sony that does that. Every other platform is like, yeah, it's cool. You can play on the other platform.
That's really silly.
I guess Sony should be the motherfucker of the week. Yeah. In Nevada, you get a break.
For now.
It's all about Sony. Lindsay.
It's stupid, but it's technically a video game in a way.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Uh-huh.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's going to wreck them.
He's already in the game. His name's Donkey Kong.
I would actually love to have Wreck-It Ralph in there. You, like, even if it's an echo for Donkey Kong, like, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it could happen. Like, Nintendo and Disney kind of had a deal for that movie anyway.
Yeah, they put, because Bowser was in the movie, wasn't he?
Yeah, they had a bunch of Nintendo characters making cameos in that movie.
Yeah.
Sonic was in it, mm-hmm. again.
Sonic and
tons of video game characters. Yeah.
Zangief was in there.
Zangief, yep.
My next pick is Ken from Street Fighter. It's because you got Ryu, and I hate Ryu. So give me a character I like. So Ken. It's the same character. You don't have to change anything, Nintendo.
You just paint him different.
Echo character. Just make him bet, because Ken is the superior Ryu.
Oh, shots fired.
Everyone knows it. I'm not telling you something you didn't know, Mandy.
So there's this character named Flynn from Tales of Vesperia. And he's a knight in the army, and I like him, and he would be fun to play.
Do you see they're releasing the definitive edition of Tales of Vesperia for Xbox One?
All right.
I kept meaning to text you about that.
My God, I need so much money.
To all the people that said E3 was disappointing, look at Mandy and tell her it was disappointing.
I have like several full cap text messages like from Mandy about this year's E3. She,
yeah, no, it was literally the most exciting E3 of my life.
Kingdom Hearts 3 alone would have accomplished that, for the record.
Yeah, no, it did. Oh my God.
Young Link was just seconds on that deal.
Oh, I was like screaming in my house.
Jesse.
All right, my next fantastical pick, Alex Louis Armstrong, the strong arm alchemist.
He has to sparkle.
There's a game that was on like the PlayStation called Dream Carnival, and it was fucking FMA Smash Brothers.
Ooh, wait, really?
Yes, and I wanted it so bad, but it was only Japan because motherfuckers can't share.
Gross.
God, I wanted it so bad. I think it's the PlayStation 2. It's called Dream Carnival. I remember because I still think about it to this day. I want it.
We're running out of time. We only have about like 3 minutes left.
Well,
so
I'm adding to the Pokemon roster with Flygon.
Good. I assumed you would put more Pokemon on there. I'm honest.
Yeah, I kind of figured like half of her list would be Pokemon.
That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, obvious is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I was gonna put Simon Belmont on there. Okay, no. So you pick Flygon.
Flygon.
Oh, okay.
Fry is not gone.
He's so soft.
He is a little.
You're picking Fry?
Why Flygon of all the Pokemon?
Because I like the dragon and I like ones that can fly.
Why not put in like,
you want Machamp? I know.
Yeah, I mean, he's in Poké Tournament. He's my main. He's my favorite. So, my next pick is Mr. Peanut.
Like literally, Mr. Peanut.
Because I expected one of you to pick
Mr. Peanut.
I expected one of you guys to pick something really like dumb to me, like Mr. Magoo or no,
Mr. Magoo,
Mr. Toothless. I don't know.
It was one time.
I expected something weird, so I was like, I'm just going to put Mr. Peanut on there.
That's kind of hilarious. That would be hilarious,
he's
actually.
He's got his little cane and his top hat.
Just have Mr. Peanut versus Mr. Game & Watch.
That's yeah.
That's a spectacular matchup right there.
I love the misters. Mandy, you got anything left?
I thought of Buster Bunny, because I used to play Tiny Toons All-Star all the time, and he was always my main pick, him or Furball.
Well, the bad thing is that you're also hitting that level of the kids would go, who the fuck is Buster Bunny?
I know Bugs. Who the fuck is Buster?
Who's those little blue Bugs?
My child would know. I made him watch Tiny Toons and he loved it.
Everybody should watch Tiny Toons.
Fucking awesome.
It was so
phenomenal show.
Jesse.
All right, my next fantastical pick. I'm going to go with Lunk.
Oh, God.
From the Adventures of Lunk.
That's what we need is another Link. This time, Lunk.
This isn't Link. This is Lunk. He's better.
You won, Lunk. You're the hero.
Thank you, princess.
I forgot about that.
I love Lunk.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know who Lunk is, do yourself a favor. Yes. That's your weekend material.
Yep.
Go watch it. Assignment. Lindsay.
It popped into my head just now, and I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, but they're in Injustice.
Yeah, that's
so
what I didn't say.
They can be in both.
And it would have to be like Turtles in Time versions.
Yes.
Like the animated versions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Not this. Or
they
Michael,
could be, they could
the
be,
Michael Bay ones, yeah.
No, I was thinking more of the last Nickelodeon iteration that are more toony.
That'd be even better. Yeah. Oh, but you know it would be the new one.
Uh-huh.
It'd be the new Nickelodeon one.
Oh, yeah. God, the fucked up ones.
I mean, like, I don't know how
I am holding my judgment.
Smash graphics. I would think it would probably be like the just a version of the old ones.
I think the Nickelodeon one she's talking about, the one that was like part, it looked like clay animation, but not quite.
That would probably be the most. Yeah, yeah, that would be the easiest one to convert to Smash for sure.
Last two from us, then one more. A Moogle from Final Fantasy.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Because I want another Final Fantasy. And I almost put Squall on here.
Yeah.
Leonhardt, but you've already got Cloud. Whatever. Big but sword. A Moogle, on the other hand.
Yeah, it'd be something different.
Yeah, and it's cute and adorable.
Or Vivi.
Yeah. Oh. What'd you say, Vivi?
Yeah.
I love Vivi.
Yeah.
But Vivi's it's got to be the Moogle. Because when you think Final Fantasy, you think Moogles.
Yeah.
Oople. Or Chocobos.
It could be a Moogle
riding a Chocobo.
That could be his final smash.
Oh, my God.
The Chocobos just all come running in.
Yeah, you'd have a Moogle army riding their Chocobos into battle. Or a Tonberry. But he's the worst character because he only walks forward slowly. But if he stabs you, you're dead instantly. All right, Jesse. Nope, Mandy.
I was about to say.
Wow.
No, I caught it. I figured it out.
I mean, it'd be Roy Mustang or any FMA character, I guess. But I would rather Mustang or Hawkeye.
I was actually really surprised you didn't say Roy Mustang.
Yeah,
earlier.
I was trying to dude her from my FMA obsession, but. You said it, and my train kept rolling, and I couldn't stop anymore.
I think Alphonse would be good, too.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
The giant armor. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn it, Dream Carnival.
Jesse.
All right, my next one would be Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yes.
Be a really cool character in Smash Brothers.
Which one is that? Is that the main guy?
It's the main guy from the first series.
The bald kid with the arrow.
The one that was in the movie, technically.
What movie?
Gotcha. All right, last round. We'll do it really quick. Lindsay.
I want a Murloc.
Yes. Murlocs are great.
Ah!
Mandy, stop it. You're coming up.
Okay.
My last pick is Solaire of Astora from Dark Souls. Look, Dark Souls is coming to Switch, and he's getting an amiibo, so why not put him in the game? Imagine that Dark Souls character.
Use the amiibo
Smash.
To put him in the game.
He dodges all over the place. Like, he gets a bonus
to
dodge.
He rolls constantly, and then he does the praise the sun.
That's one of the taunts.
All right, Mandy.
Okay, I'm going to go Shining Force 3. The archer's name was Hayward. Put an archer in the game. There's never
deep
really an
cut.
Archer.
So. That's a deep cut. Shining Force 3. Fuck, I never thought. Oh, no, I'm proud of you. Like, no one knows.
I couldn't think of the mage's name that I really like in that game right now. So.
Also, there's an archer in there. It's Link.
Not really. Not his primary attacks.
Jesse, last one.
Either of the double dragons.
Oh, my God, no. I want to take mine back.
Take your back quickly.
I want to do Vice from Skies of Arcadia.
She can take it for another one.
Shit, and Pal,
there's
be
no
so
more.
Proud.
We're out.
Bonus.
We're done.
Yes.
It's the bonus round.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
Jesse's got the best one, though. The double dragons.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's fine. Yeah, either of them. Yeah,
yes.
Billy or Jimmy.
I'm okay with that.
Did you say Bimmy or Jimmy?
Bimmy.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Bimmy.
All right, that's our picks. We got to get out of here because I go to Best Buy. I'm going to pick up the new Jurassic Park game on PC. Really want to play it. I'm excited. So we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Last, real quick, don't forget about the open house tomorrow. From 5 to 9 p.m. here at 720 Themis in Cape Girardeau, right behind Gaming Grounds. It's Cakes Reanimated with Becky Brown. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get me some cakes. I don't know if Jesse's going to be there. If any of these guys are going to be there, I'm going to be there. If you want to come meet Mr. 100, slap him in the face for the things he said tonight. Get you some cakes. Come on tomorrow over at the open house with Cakes Reanimated. We'll see you tomorrow there and otherwise on Sunday for Nerd Up. All right, I'm done being tongue-tied. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.